It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning!
Good morning! Happy Friday!
Oh man, I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Oh. It is Friday.
It is Friday.
I think this is the first time I've ever really appreciated a Friday. In the way of like, yeah, it's time for the weekend.
You have a real job now.
Since high school.
So week one.
Week one.
How you feeling?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah?
Got a lot of encouraging support from the listeners.
Yeah?
I just found out I have a mailbox here.
That's cool.
At the office now, and my name is in front of Mitch, and that made me feel better.
Yeah.
So, cool.
It is Friday, Fun Joke Friday. Of course, you can get your jokes in Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. But, dude. The story of stories.
The story of stories.
International headlines.
International headline.
The casting of Batman has been officially announced.
If you missed it, last night Warner Brothers announced their official casting of Batman. We've been talking about this for weeks now because it was Ryan Gosling. And then who else was up for grabs?
Who else? They said Josh Brolin.
There was a fake report of Christian Bale, possibly. $50 million offered to Christian Bale.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of people.
The guy that's in Hell on Wheels. He was in the run.
Yeah.
My personal choice was always Michael Fassbender, but he's already doing like a million things.
He's Magneto.
I know. And he's with David in Prometheus.
Yeah.
Because I think they're making a sequel to that.
Yeah. I almost feel like we need to do a special Friday edition of Comics Corner.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the people could handle it.
I know.
Maybe
I know.
Maybe it could be Comics Tiny Corner. Comics Cubby.
Comics Cubby.
Comics Cubby.
May have to talk about that today. But, of course, big news. Warner Brothers officially announced Ben Affleck. Yes, I'm serious. This is not funny.
This is not a joke.
Ben Affleck officially cast as the new Batman in the Man of Steel sequel. If you're not a nerd and didn't see it last night and have all your friends text you right away, I guess that's like surefire way to know that we are uber comic nerds.
Yeah.
Because both of our phones blew up.
It was like, boom!
Yeah. I was like, oh, I was just reading that. Yeah, I know. Crazy. And then the rest of our nights, we were both on like different phones. And then we kept going, yeah, JoJo, he just said blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My buddy, he just said, everybody was talking about it.
James said this. Nuke said this. Ha ha. Dave said this. Tim just hay-tailed and said blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It was pretty much an all-night event. Ben Affleck officially cast as Batman, and we'll definitely get into that today.
Yep.
It's Friday. I'm excited. It's Fun Joke Friday. As I mentioned, you can get your jokes in Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We will definitely be talking about the Batman news and some other things in the news today. Stever's out.
He's out.
So coming up at 6:45, we usually do birthdays. We will still do birthdays. However, we're going to need some help from the listener.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little different today.
Yeah.
So be on your toes.
Yeah. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Get the dialing fingers ready. We're going to be giving away some stuff this morning. We hope. We tried to give away a CD yesterday.
Nobody could get it. It was, but to the audience's credit, you were misleading in your question.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Misleading.
If you miss any part of this week's Team Awesome Morning Party launch,
yep,
we have our podcast up.
Launch.
MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. You can download any of our past episodes in their entirety. It's pretty awesome. I know. Static.
Dude, it was misleading, bro.
Why?
I don't want to bring any negativity. Here's the thing. I don't take much pleasure in being negative, bro.
Yeah.
right? I'm a pretty positive guy.
Right.
But I really think it should have been like Shamrock Shake. I should have got the CD for Shamrock Shake.
What? But it wasn't Shamrock Shakes. It was Chicken McNuggets.
I was really close.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
You are on the right track.
You know what? It's just that you are, I think that you're really caught up in the whole, like, no, dude, didn't get it thing.
Yeah.
Instead of like, hey, bro, you're okay. All right, we're on the road. Like something definitive.
See, Shane, you know? here's where I Jesus juke and say, you know, see, I love you, and you're a good friend of mine, and you were close, but when you're still wrong, we have to call our friends out when they're wrong. It's called accountability.
Gosh.
You said Shamrock Shake.
Taylor, where is your voice in this?
And the answer...
Me? I've already said... All day I was going, how is McDonald's from Irish or Scottish descent?
Exactly, bro. And that's why, Steve-O, to your point, I'm calling you out and I'm telling you, sir, you are wrong.
That's funny.
It doesn't mean I don't love you, though, dude.
I love you too, buddy.
All right, man. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too, Shane.
Shane! Love it. If you missed yesterday's show, we had a really good time yesterday.
Yes, we did.
It's been a great week. Team Awesome Morning Party kicked off. If you are just joining us for the first time, welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning.
Got a different show going on now.
It's different.
Myself, we got my dear friend Mateo over here.
That's me.
Yeah.
Thank you, I think.
Yeah.
Dude,
your hair's
like
getting
a lady.
Long.
It is getting long. I might keep growing it out.
Yeah. If you would like to see those locks, mystaticradio.com. We got a webcam.
Hey!
Mitch will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. She has her own show now.
Woo!
From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every single weekday, middays with Mitch. It's been
then
a cool week.
Afternoons with Celeste.
Yeah.
And somebody works at night.
Yeah. It's got
Team
a really deep voice.
Awesome. And there's a party all day long?
Yeah.
This is just
I think so. Yeah.
This is just the morning part.
Morning part!
Because we realize that most people like to get their party on in the morning. And we felt like there was a need there that needed to be met.
Yeah.
And so here we are.
There you go. Team Awesome Morning Party. And on the way, we got some music from your wife.
Yes.
We got some Stone Temple Pilots.
That's your wife. Gotcha. But now, a song from my friend Nick in Nashville. Nobody Gets Out Clean by Nick Flora.
Team Awesome Morning Party!
Now!
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news! It's gonna break me in half. Try to think of funny things to say.
Now it is Friday.
In the moment.
I'm sorry.
It's Friday. I can get away with it.
4 out of 5 weekdays aren't bad, though.
Four out of five.
So far, you've been pretty funny. Today, not so much.
I feel like I did okay. In Germany, a stoned bodybuilder snuck onto the private plane used by the president of Germany. He stripped to his underpants, sprayed the fire extinguisher, released the emergency slide, and danced on the wing.
Wow.
Needless to say, the plane's going to be out of commission. And probably some of the president's staff are going to be out of commission as well.
In other news, Germany has a president.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Welcome to the future, Steve-O. A North Carolina man has been arrested for the third time for breaking into women's homes and giving them unsolicited back rubs.
What?
He claims they look tense.
Stop it.
Yeah, maybe that had to do with the fact that there was a stranger in their house. Nobody knows. Stranger danger, don't give me a back rub.
Yeah.
In New Zealand, a cat's life was saved by transfusing it with a dog's blood.
No way!
Officially creating cat dog.
Yeah.
Cat dog. Dave! That's a Dave Stovall joke.
Cat dog was a cartoon.
I know, but that was a joke between me and Dave that he made up. That was never a cartoon.
Oh.
Did Detroit police steal a photo for their cars? Check this out. Detroit's new police cars and ambulances all feature an image of the city of Detroit that looks a lot like one photographer's photo, and he's understandably upset. At a press conference, the city unveiled the first batch of new police cars and ambulances that's part of an $8 million initiative fueled by donations.
Wow.
Bobby Alcott, a local photographer, is alleging that the Detroit PD ripped the image from a copyrighted photo he took in 2006. On his Facebook Thursday, he wrote, "Ready for this? Detroit is unveiling 100 new police cars right now, and the Downtown Detroit Partnership, who has donated $8 million to lease the cars to the city, has stolen my photo to use on the cars."
Wow.
So he gets nothing for his photo being all over Detroit.
What's up with photographers in the news, man?
I don't know. Photographers in the news. There's another story that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
It's more than breaking news. It's real news. This stuff is kind of news.
This is, yeah.
A Georgia man claims he was arrested for laughing. A guy named Dustin, a man who attended a city council meeting in East Point, Georgia, the metropolis of progression, said he was forcibly removed from a city council meeting because he started laughing. He was arrested, and, well, it says Drabut, I guess that's his last name, who was then arrested, says, "It's not a crime to giggle."
It's not, especially if you listen to this show.
"I don't even remember laughing, to be honest with you. I smirked, and other people in the audience laughed, but I was in the front row."
Wow.
The incident started when the mayor walked out of the meeting before it was adjourned, and Drabut said the whole audience laughed. The city's mayor pro tem, I don't know what that is, said Drabut was overly distracting and laughed disruptively a number of times during the meeting. This sounds to me like when you get in trouble at school for laughing.
Yeah.
And the teacher's like, "Get out in the hall." And then you're like, "That wasn't me. That was so-and-so behind me. That was Matthew from Albuquerque laughing. That wasn't me. That was him on the bus. You, Mateo, out in the hall." "No!" "Yes. And now you've got to go to the office." "Aw, man."
Yep.
So there I am in the office, sweating bullets, because I know they're about to call my mom. And then they're going to call her, and they're going to be like, "You're grounded." I'm going to say, "Oh, no. What does that mean for me? What does grounded mean? Because I don't do anything." And then they're going to be like, "Breaking news. You're not going to do anything at all for the next 2 months." And then I'm going to be like, "Mom and Dad, don't do this to me." And they're going to say, "We're only doing it because we love you." And then I'm not going to know how to feel. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Illinois governor website offering the Klingon translation.
What?
From Star Trek. Do your Star Trek hand.
Here, I'll get even better.
Thank you. The Illinois Department of Employment Security's website has a tool allowing users to view the site in the fictional Klingon language from Star Trek. Greg Rivara, a spokesman for the department, said the language was offered alongside English, Spanish, Polish, Chinese, and Russian as a promotion for the film Star Trek Into Darkness earlier in the summer. But officials decided to keep it due to a positive response from the public and an increase in the website's traffic. The language translation didn't cost the department any money because it uses the free Microsoft Translate service.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I feel like our government's having a good old time.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
We're talking about the good old time they're having in New Mexico in the 8 o'clock hour.
What is happening in our world,
I have no idea.
Ugh. Apparently there was a first screening of Anchorman 2.
What?
Yes. And so far, the reactions are pretty positive, including outlandish and hilarious. Caught a screening of Anchorman 2. The series stays classy. Funniest movie ever. I'll tell you this, they did not screw it up. Just as outrageous and riotously funny as the first. And then
that movie doesn't come out till like Christmas.
I know.
That movie's already... I guess there's not a whole lot of special effects in that movie.
Probably so. The CG probably didn't take very long.
Yeah, probably not.
Considering it was just Paul Rudd's hair.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. Abrams is filming Star Wars Episode 7 on 35mm film.
Yes! Oh.
This is a throwback. Word is that director J.J. Abrams will be shooting Star Wars Episode 7 on 35mm film, specifically Kodak, film stock 5219. I don't know what that means. That's a big change from George Lucas shooting all three of the prequels digitally. This makes sense since Abrams recently said, "I have not yet shot a movie digitally. Film is the thing I am most comfortable with, If film were to go away, and digital is challenging it, then the standard for the highest, best quality would go away.
Boom!
And I think we all know how we felt walking out of...
Episode one,
The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
We were all a little confused. Nobody knew who that giant eared monster that was nice, that couldn't speak. I speak! Nobody knew who that was.
Yeah.
And R2-D2 saved the day, so I was cool with that. But I don't know.
But not cool with the little kid who accidentally falls into the spaceship that in turn blew up everything and saved the day. I know R2 helped little child Anakin, who was going to grow up to be Darth Vader.
Yeah?
Gosh, that movie is worthless.
Okay, come on. Let's go. Let's get out of here. We're digging ourselves into a pit.
I'm just saying, it just hurts me when we talk about stuff like that.
This is really important. A mailman has armed himself with a tennis racket.
What?
With a tennis racket in hand, a Canadian postal worker keeps his eyes to the sky as he delivers in the Lake Bonavista neighborhood in southeast Calgary, Alberta. Rick Tobin is watching for hawks.
What?
Which circle and screech and swoop down on him as he delivers the mail. Reportedly, the letter carrier was dive-bombed earlier this month, and they suspended mail delivery as a safety precaution.
Wow.
This week marked the slow return of door-to-door service. Tobin and another carrier are teaming up until full service resumes when the hawks fly south for winter.
Wow.
Residents say anyone in a uniform is a target of a family of four Swainson's hawks nesting atop a towering spruce tree on a homeowner's front lawn.
Wow.
That mailman is getting attacked by hawks.
That's way scarier than the Birds movie, because it was just like pigeons and birds and little things, and nobody cares.
What I've learned from Matthew from Albuquerque, who has not called in yet,
yeah,
is that, what's the name of the school?
Volcano Vista. They're the hawks.
The hawks. It's the number one thing to be a hawk.
Yep.
And so these hawks, they're taking that to the streets.
Yeah.
They're being for real with it, and they're saying, what, you think you can just walk around and take your mail? No, you can't, stupid. I'm a hawk. I'm going to swoop down on you and make your job get canceled.
Wow.
Hawks.
It's real life, people.
I'm telling you guys.
Life.
Birds are out to get us, and we don't know.
You know what that dude needed to do?
What?
Escape.
Escape by Firefly.
Oh, what?
Segway.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
Three, two, one.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning, people. It's Friday.
And we're having a great time.
Hey. Team Awesome Morning Party.
It's such a morning. It is a party for you and for your friends today. You should bring all your friends because your friends are cooler than me. And I could use some more friends. Maybe your friends will like me. If they don't, I'll go sit behind a chair for 2 hours.
What?
What?
I don't even understand what that means.
Just singing from life.
Ah, okay.
When you write lyrics to a song,
yeah,
it's important to be introspective and pull from events.
Ah, see, I'm not an artist. I have no idea.
Which is why, if you're ever at a party,
uh-huh,
do what I did when I was a little kid.
Okay.
And I was at my friend's party, and I didn't know what to do, so I just hid behind a reclining chair for a couple hours.
Oh, that's good.
And ate party snacks.
Yeah, totally probably didn't make you weird and draw you out at the party in front of everybody.
I was a little kid. Everybody's weird when they're a little kid.
True story.
You look over and crazy things are happening. They're building like a Tower of Babel with Legos.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Here's the deal. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
It's time for birthdays.
It is time for birthdays.
Stever is not here.
He is absent.
So here's what I want to do. What happened? Did you just throw that down and hit that button?
I don't think so. What button?
That.
Maybe so.
Cool. We need somebody to play against Matthew here.
We're going to do audience versus me for birthdays.
If you can beat Matthew.
If you can beat me, which is not hard to do.
Yeah.
So you should probably call in if you want to win something. This is your chance.
We'll hook you up with the CD of your choice from the prize.
You've never won anything on the radio, and I'm giving you a pretty good shot at doing that.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Boom! Phone call.
Static.
Hey, it's Mark the bus driver.
Hey!
Bus
rider, Mark, we actually have a song for you.
Yeah.
Really? We actually got a theme song for
Where
you.
Where is it?
It's somewhere. I know it's somewhere.
We gotta find it.
We got a theme song for you.
A theme song.
Because we were like, oh, bus rider, we got a theme song for you, bus rider.
I don't
so
know.
So when he calls in again.
I think I just saw it. Go back to that screen.
Bus rider.
Is that it?
It's bus rider. No, that's not
it. That's not it. Okay.
Oh, well, that's okay.
I'm touched that you were thinking of me.
There you go, man. All right. You know how this works?
Have you listened to the birthday segment?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to play an audio hint. You guys got to guess who it is, whose birthday it is.
Okay.
And you got to try and guess their age.
All right.
Whoever comes closest.
Yes.
In the entirty of birthdays, wins.
And since, Mark, you are the guest, you're going to guess first. And then I'll wait and go after you, okay?
That's very kind of you.
Okay.
Very kind of you.
Southern All right. hospitality.
All right, ready?
Ready.
First up. This person was on WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm
living on the edge. I have no idea.
Me either.
Exactly. Does anybody? That's the first one on the list.
Don used to watch this show.
He played Les Nessman.
Les Nessman.
His name is Richard Sanders.
Richard Sanders.
Anyone?
Oh, yeah. Richard Sanders.
Richard Sanders. I know him, too, because Mark does.
Yeah, right? I mean, obviously.
Obviously, if Mark knows
Sanders.
It, I do.
How old is Richard Sanders today?
He is 54.
He is 62.
73!
Oh! Hey, thank you for not Googling it, Mark.
I guess that first one technically goes to you, Mateo, because you were at least within a decade.
Well, I get half a point.
Right, okay. All right, bus rider Mark, here we go. Number two.
Okay.
This person is a singer.
Rick Springfield!
Who said that?
It's Rick Springfield's birthday today.
Did Mateo guess it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, I did.
But how old is he? That's the important thing. How old is Rick Springfield?
I want Matt to guess first.
All right, Matt, since you got the last one, you guess first.
Sure, guest. I will oblige your request.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. He was recently featured in Sound City documentary film.
How old is Rick Springfield?
65.
64.
He is 64 years old.
Oh, Mark! You did it! You did it, Mark!
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right.
See, Mark's doing what I do. He's using context clues.
Yep. This is good. This is good. All right. Bus rider Mark, since you got that one correct, you get to go first on this one.
Okay.
It is a popular show on CBS currently.
Hawaii 5-0.
It is a remake of an old show. Yes, Hawaii 5-0. This dude is on that show. Does anybody watch the new Hawaii 5-0 that is under the age of 50?
Mark, do you watch it?
I've seen a commercial for it. Is it the guy from Lost?
It's not the guy from Lost.
Is it Chris O'Donnell?
It's not Chris O'Donnell because that's a totally different show.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Hawaii 5-0. I understand. That's why it's called 5-0. I don't know if you knew that. Because you have to be at least 50 years old.
Oh, got it.
To watch the show. Scott Kahn's birthday today.
Scott.
James Kahn's son.
Oh, okay. I think
How old is Scott Kahn, bus rider Mark?
Scott Kahn, let's see. I think that he's got S-C-O-T. Scott spelled with two T's.
Two T's.
Well.
Kahn.
He's got like 8 letters in his first and last name, so I'm going to guess 48.
Wow,
that was
you
pretty
are
intense.
A mathematical wizard, Mark.
What do you say?
I say 35.
He's 37 years old. Mateo,
Kahn!
You have 2 closers, so you guys are currently tied.
Yeah, but he actually got one.
He actually got one right. All right, today. Is an NBA superstar's birthday.
Manute Bol!
Nope.
Aw.
Keep guessing.
Michael Jordan.
Nope.
Scottie Pippen.
Nope.
Magic Johnson.
Nope. It can't be Magic Johnson. They already had that one.
Yeah.
You're right, Mark.
Whose birthday is it, Bus Rider Mark?
Yeah, you guess.
I'm not a sports guy.
One of the biggest stars in the NBA currently.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant's birthday. Oh. It is Kobe Bryant's birthday. How old is Kobe?
I think 30. So 39.
Ooh, I'm going to say like 31. He's younger than that, isn't he? He's like 27.
He's 35 years old. Oh. So I'm trying to do the math in my brain because you were both four.
We're both four off. All right, we'll just say we're tied right now. No, really, but he got one right.
He got one right.
But then I knew
at least two.
I knew this is true. Rick Springfield was.
This is true.
And that, with inflation.
Yep.
Well, everybody knows your name. Cheers. Ted Danson.
Nope.
That girl.
Which one?
Woody Allen. Woody Harrelson.
There you go.
Sorry.
Not Woody Harrelson's birthday. Whose birthday is it?
The darker-haired girl. I can't remember her name.
Kirstie Alley?
Oh, gosh. No, I was thinking of a different one.
Oh,
I've never
Rhea
seen
Perlman?
Cheers.
Yeah.
Nope.
You've never seen Cheers?
No, that's a little before my time.
Mark, it's time to bust out the Netflix and watch it.
What?
Why not? Cheers was a great
show. There are 17,000 other shows that could be watched before Cheers.
Everybody, I want the world to know that Steve-O didn't like Cheers, and he just
said it. It's not that I didn't like it. It's an old show.
He said he didn't like it.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said there are 16,999 better shows.
Old shows are terrible, aren't they? Let's go watch Arrow.
Shelley Long's birthday!
Touche.
Shelley Long's birthday. How old is Shelley Long, guys?
Matt gets the first guess.
Okay. She was at least 30.
Oh my gosh, today.
57.
Bus Rider Mark, he says 57. What do you say?
56.
She's 64 years old.
Oh, man. Sorry, Mark. I'm terrible at math. You should know this. Before you go trying to use my guesses to your advantage, you should know I'm terrible at math. Downton Abbey, I don't know who it is.
Wow. Unreal that you got that immediately.
Every day it's a Downton Abbey question.
This is true. She plays Anna, the head housemaid on Downton Abbey.
I'm
just going to go ahead and say who it is. It's Joanne Froggatt.
Joanne Frogger. Got it.
Joanne Frogger. Her father invented the popular Atari game.
Incredible.
And she is on Downton Abbey. How old is Joanne Froggatt?
Well, everyone on Downton Abbey is either really, really old or really young.
Oh, truth. Man. Choose wisely.
There is no middle ground.
Choose wisely.
No, Mark, let's reason this out together. Okay.
Okay.
So, head housemaid? Is that what you said? Does this lend to it being an older woman or a younger woman?
I think you're right. Head housemaid is probably older.
She's got to be older.
63.
I'm going to say 66.
She's 33
Dang
years
it,
old.
Mark. You were so wrong.
33 years old.
Mark
was less wrong, so I'm going to give that one to him.
Dang it.
Yeah. So here we go. We are moving on to this day in history. What date in history? What year?
I've never had a date.
In this year, Eastern Tennessee declared itself an independent state under the name of Franklin.
Okay.
The step was rejected by the United States Congress 1 year later. I never knew Eastern Tennessee tried to become its own state.
For some reason, they didn't cover this in Mississippi history.
You lived in Tennessee!
Yes.
Like by Franklin.
But not when it became a separate state.
This is true. In what year did Eastern Tennessee declare itself an independent state under the name of Franklin?
Gosh. All right, Civil War was 18. You go first, Mark.
1920s? So 1922?
It's probably wrong, Mark, but I'm going to let you can...
What are you going to say?
I'm going to get it wrong, too. 18. Okay, it had to be at least a little close. 1858.
kidding you. No, 1784.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
I'm terrible at this.
Oh, man. All right. And finally, one of the greatest television's characters.
Stop it! Stop pressing things!
One of the greatest television characters of all time was released on this day in what year? It was called Nighty Night Bugs.
Oh, Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny.
Nice.
It became the first cartoon of Bugs to win an Academy Award.
Mm. Could have sworn that was Space Jam.
On this day in what year was the first Bugs Bunny cartoon released that won an Academy Award?
Well, the Academy Awards are only like 70-something years old.
Good call.
Hmm. Guys are really going for it.
And cartoons didn't win Academy Awards except super early in the days and then more recently.
Yeah, the Beauty and the Beast won Best Picture.
Right.
It was the only animated movie to ever do that.
I thought Snow White won.
What?
No, I don't think so.
Snow White didn't win an Oscar?
I don't know.
Maybe.
For Best Picture?
Yeah. It was...
No.
Well, think about all the movies that
came. That movie's terrible.
There were like four movies that came.
Will you guys just guess?
1940-something.
1922.
Okay. I need a final answer from Bus Rider Mark.
45.
Ah. Guys are both wrong.
What was it?
1958, but because 1958. Mark was closer, we're going to give it to him.
Yeah!
And we're also going to totally just hook you up with some cool stuff because we want to.
Thank you for calling in, Mark.
Thanks for calling in.
You are the
birthday
man.
Suck less.
Yeah.
We got to take a quick break.
Yeah, we do. We're super tired.
I'm going to take a nap.
Take a nap.
Coming back. Probably the biggest news in the universe today. The DC universe, that is.
Oh.
Ben Affleck officially confirmed as the new Batman in Man of Steel, and we already have a ton of comments. In fact, lots of complaints already
of complaints
to Warner Brothers. We're going to talk about that around the corner.
We're going to talk about all this. If you want to chime in over Facebook, it's facebook.com/mystaticradio.
There you go.
Look for the status that says, Warner Brothers has officially cast Ben Affleck as Batman in the Man of Steel sequel. How do you feel?
There you go. How feels you? It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning, Albuquerque.
Hey, everybody.
Looks like you guys are feeling pretty good because the roads are looking green.
Oh, snap.
Green being the color for peace, which means there is peace on the highways of
and peas.
And peas. Green peas, English peas, but not pee-pee. All right, we have some construction going on at Unser and I-40. The roadway has been reduced to one lane, and yesterday there was an accident there, so despite my efforts at consistently and constantly telling you people about this road construction, that person obviously doesn't listen to this radio station.
Yep.
So anyway, be careful out there. Right now the roads are looking good. That is your traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's
505-338-3669. Oh, nerds. To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them, because they're really, really cool, and I really, really need them, and I get
them every Wednesday,
so we can review them, and it's like Comics Corner!
Just do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
Yes, welcome.
So can we call this the topic of the day?
Comics Corner! Topic of the day!
It's going to be our lighthearted and fun topic of the day.
There you go.
Warner Brothers has officially cast Ben Affleck as Batman in the Man of Steel sequel. Let's get some feedback. How do you guys feel about it? Ben Affleck is your new Batman.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Not joking, this is official.
This is real life.
Warner Brothers released a statement. Zack Snyder, the director, has already released a statement. Ben Affleck is Batman.
Ben Affleck.
Man.
He's a wicked good actor.
He is. I see what you did there.
Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
You know, we put this up on Facebook a little while ago.
Yeah.
And this could be the most commented status on since I've been here all week.
Yeah.
And probably my little three-week tenure back in July.
Yeah.
So, we posed a question. Warner Brothers has officially cast Ben Affleck as Batman in the Man of Steel sequel. How do you feel? Let's read some of these responses.
Okay.
Vanessa says, that sucks.
Okay.
She's straight to the point.
Yeah,
she's not going to dance around it. JD says, a Batman with a Boston accent? Well, how do you like them apples?
Ah!
Clever.
That's the seventh time I've heard that this last 24
hours. I feel like
hours.
There's not enough Goodwill Hunting jokes.
How many of our friends, though, have said that in the last...
Yeah. It's, you got to watch Twitter, people. People are just all over it.
But I'm down with that because I loved that movie.
Yeah. So you kind of have two sides to this, and it seems like the vast majority that I've talked to, people are, like, bummed.
Yeah.
But then you have the other side, Brian, and Heath Ledger was going to be a terrible Joker.
That's what everybody said!
That's a huge point, because I remember myself, when they announced Heath Ledger, I was like, what?
Why? And then they sent out that first photo, and it was like, what is he supposed to be, the Crow?
Whoa. Yeah, I remember thinking, whoa. Because, you know, we're all thinking Jack Nicholson.
Of
Nicholson
course.
Joker, like, iconic.
He's the Joker.
He was the Joker.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, blown away.
Yeah.
I think we all were blown away by Heath Ledger's portrayal of the Joker.
Yeah.
It was a, you know, hugely different Joker than what Jack Nicholson
we were anticipating,
did.
Expecting, what
yeah.
we thought we knew.
And then, you have, like, I saw somebody point out on Twitter, Mark Ruffalo was going to be a terrible Hulk. And
right.
for that matter, Ed Norton. People were like, I don't know about him being the Hulk.
Yep.
And then you had Robert Downey Jr. People were like, well, number one, they were like, who's Iron Man?
Right.
But then the nerds were like, Robert Downey Jr.
I was stoked.
I thought it was going to be great.
He looks like Robert. He's, I mean, he looks like Tony Stark.
He seemed like Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Like his story, you know.
Yeah.
He was in rehab for so long for all this problems.
I'm going to go out on record day one of the launch and say, I am amped. I love Ben Affleck, so I'm stoked.
I mean,
Geely, come on!
Geely was the best movie ever made. So many people, I've seen Daredevil is about to be Batman. I've seen that joke so many. It's kind of funny, though, because Daredevil
yeah.
is kind of Marvel's Batman-ish mm-hmm. character. Not at all, but in a lot of ways.
I hear what you're saying.
Then, you know, I don't know. I'm excited. Like, he put out that movie Argo,
yep.
which was awesome.
The Town
was a great
He has shown his acting abilities in recent years. So.
Recent years. A lot of people are going off like Armageddon, Julie.
Right, right, right.
But then even for Goodwill Hunting, it's like a modern classic.
Yeah.
You know?
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is official. Warner Brothers announced the casting of Ben Affleck as Batman in the new Man of Steel movie. And you were telling me this morning... Warner Brothers,
yeah,
50,000 complaints.
50,000 complaints about the casting of Batman in 1988/89.
Exactly.
This is exactly what happened when Michael Keaton was cast as Batman back in the 80s. We read an article this morning.
People went crazy.
People were very...
the comedian.
Yeah, he was a funny guy. They were like, whoa, 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 no, no.
Well, I guess what they wanted, because Tim Burton, who directed Batman, he also previously directed Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Which starred Michael Keaton. And Alec Baldwin.
Mm.
And people said, dude, Alec Baldwin, obviously, Batman,
yeah.
Alec Baldwin, you're going to do it. And he went with Michael Keaton, who was the comedian and not the, you know, attractive looking younger at the time,
yep.
Alec Baldwin. And people went crazy.
They were like, no, no, no.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
You know, the way I'm kind of thinking about it a little bit is, remember when Matt Damon was cast as Jason Bourne?
Yes.
And everybody was like, Matt Damon is a tough guy, and then he freaking killed that part.
Yeah, he did. Yes.
He did.
You know, so, that, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be the same exact thing, but, you know, at first I thought it was lame, because I was like, really? Ben Affleck? Batman? Christian Bale? Come on now. But now I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Breaking news!
Breaking news.
Ben Affleck officially cast as Batman.
Officially.
And man, our phones blew up last night. Like, yeah. It was announced. We were reading it on our phone/Twitters. And then next thing you know, boom! I was getting text.
Yep.
Joey Belleville, he's like frustratedly angry about
it. Yeah, he is not happy.
He's not happy talking about needing a no-name actor, wiser choice. Doesn't matter how good Argo was. Doesn't matter how good The Town was. He's established, and so no matter what, everyone's going to look at Batman and see Ben Affleck. Because when you looked at Superman, you didn't see Henry Cavill, because most people didn't even know who Henry Cavill was. He was kind of a no-name.
Yeah.
Not to me. I don't know.
Well, Ben Affleck is a huge name, but now he's really known for different things.
Yeah.
You know, he's known as more of a director slash writer.
Slash Daredevil.
Yeah. Yeah, I never saw the director's cut of Daredevil, but
dude, Coolio's in the director's cut. I mean, come on.
What have I been doing?
505.
What have I been doing?
338-3700, the phone number. It's official. Ben Affleck cast as Batman.
You guys know we only talk about the most important things in this world on this show. You know what to expect.
Exactly. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're actually going to touch on something that happened in the New Mexico Supreme Court yesterday.
Which actually is important.
Is important. That's coming up at 8, but until then, Batman.
Let's have some
Ben
fun.
Ben Affleck. Boom. Go.
Now.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
What?
Steve-O. Mateo.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Boom.
Hitting you with all the important news of the day.
Yep. All the life-changing, world-altering, parallel universe-destroying events.
Like Ben Affleck playing Batman.
Yeah, which we all know right now is probably the most important thing to us. Because we are nerds.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Facebook has blown up. People are freaking out. We will get to some of the comments, but phone lines are jammed, so let's take some calls. Static.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Dave.
Waverly.
This is Dave Stovall from Waverly, everyone.
Can you can you say from the band formerly known as Waverly?
Waverly, R.I.P. I
mean, R.I.P. Waverly. Hey, it's okay.
Hey. Waverly, we're here.
We're here. We're never going to go away, even though we broke up, sort of.
How you doing?
Okay, listen, please make me feel better about Ben Affleck playing Batman. I just don't feel good about it.
Did you see The Town?
I love The Town. I absolutely love Argo. And from that standpoint, I feel like he's a great actor.
He has the acting chops. He's got the jaw structure. He's got...
You know, that's one thing I thought about last night. You know, his jaw really does look like Batman. He's got a nice jaw.
That's a good-looking jaw on that boy.
But here's the thing. I sort of... Like, I loved Man of Steel. I may have been one of the only people in my group of friends that loved that movie, but I just went crazy over it. Anytime I see the trailer, I just get chill bumps. Like, I'm just like, man, a boy. Mm. But I sort of feel like they should have left Batman alone for a little while longer because it was so good. That trilogy was so good. They probably should have just left it alone a little longer.
I'm in the minority that does not think that the Dark Knight trilogy was the greatest comic book films of all time.
No, whatever, man.
Here's what I don't want. I'm just really hoping that Ben Affleck doesn't have to do the gravel voice. And he's established enough that if they are like, hey, here's what we're going to do, he'll go, no.
Yeah.
I'm Ben Affleck. I won an Academy Award for directing Argo. I'm telling you, this is bad direction. No, I'm not doing a stupid bat voice.
Yeah.
So
where's Matt Damon?
This is
we're working on a new script together. I just wanted to maybe Robin Williams could be in it too.
He could be the Joker.
Or the Riddler. Watch out.
I'm just saying.
This is what kind of completely swayed me. Zack Snyder, the guy
director.
The director. This is his quote, Dave. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Ben provides an interesting counterbalance to Henry's Superman. He has the acting chops to create a layered portrayal of a man who is older and wiser than Clark Kent and bears the scars of a seasoned crime fighter,
yeah,
but retain the charm that the world sees in a billionaire Bruce Wayne. I can't wait to work with him. And when I read that, I was like, that's a big
deal. Yeah.
And here's the thing. It's not going to be an origin story for Batman, as that quote just said. Batman's coming into this movie as an established superhero in Gotham City. And so it's not going to be like, oh, who's this new superhero? He's going to be an older Batman. He's going to have been around for a while.
Yeah.
This is just going to be the first time Superman and Batman have the encounter, but Batman has been around because most people know, oh, well, it's Batman. So they don't want to go backwards and start over with Batman. They're just pressing forward with, hey, this Batman's been around for some time. Everybody knows who Batman is. Let's just make good comic book movies.
I see that. Those are some beautiful words by Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
And I feel like Ben Affleck can nail that part, like the dark, the older, sort of melancholy, whatever. He can do that. I think you're right.
Are we making you feel better, David Lee?
Yeah, it does. Like, you know who else could have put that part pretty well, I think?
Who?
John Hamm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or he could have been an older Superman. Ever since I've watched that show, I've been like, he could play like old Superman.
Yeah,
you get old.
Sort of. He kind of, not really.
Just super slowly. Slow.
Yeah.
Slow.
Yeah. Well, depends.
You guys have made me feel better.
Yay!
But I just still didn't mess it up because I thought the first one was great. I mean, did you like Steel? Did you like Man of Steel?
I loved it.
This man cried in the theater.
I saw it. Did I see it like two or three times opening weekend? I can't remember. I went and saw it multiple times opening weekend, and it's one of my absolute favorite movies.
I teared up. I did. So,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I cried. I cried a lot.
Yeah. We ain't going to lie.
I'm a man.
The sad thing was, I couldn't get Summer to go with me because she doesn't really care about like superhero movies or Star Trek or anything cool. So I had to go by myself. So I'm sitting there alone in the theater. It's a cheese line. Like,
man. That makes me sad. I just picture you with like a guitar, like being sad in a movie theater by yourself, like writing Summer Song.
He's playing Summer Song.
Summer Song. Song.
I love you, Henry Cavill. I love you. You've got trusting eyes.
Oh, David Lee, we love you.
All right, love you guys too. Have a good one.
Have a good day.
Oh, David Lee. Go write a song about Ben Affleck being Batman. It'll make $1 million. Love that guy. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Oh.
Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Let's see what we got.
It's confirmed Ben Affleck will be playing Batman in the new Superman movie.
All right, Haley has great points here. She says, some of the most unlikely of people get cast in DC movies. Maybe she's talking about Marvel. I don't know. I was skeptical of Anne Hathaway as Catwoman,
as was I.
She did pretty good. And Heath Ledger as a Joker, who was amazing. You never know with Ben Affleck. He could do well.
You know what? Good job there, Haley.
Anthony, with one of the greatest summations of all these things, says, he's the hero Gotham deserves, but not the one it needs right now.
Static!
Hey, guys.
Hey!
It's RJ.
Hi, RJ.
RJ, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Awesome.
I'm calling in to see if you're still doing Fun Dead Friday.
We'll take it!
Okay. Where does the one-legged waitress work at?
Where does the one-legged witch work?
Waitress.
Waitress. No. Waitress. Witches.
The IHOP.
Well done, RJ. Well done.
So bad. You were the best, RJ. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for calling.
Static.
Hey.
Hi.
Little baby is a bomb. He's got it going on.
Wow.
What?
Okay.
I know. It's not like he's 007. He's going to rock this movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you. What's your name?
That's Sonny.
Sonny, I'm sorry, I'm still getting used to people.
He's still getting used to, like, the regulars.
Sonny93.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to post I'm going to post something for you, a riddle.
Oh, in honor of Batman.
and then I'll post the answer for you later and see if you can figure it out.
Okay, all right, cool.
Because it's a tricky one.
Okay.
Okay,
there
bye.
You go.
Bye.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. Static!
What did one snowman say to the other snowman?
What?
Smells like carrots.
Oh, my
oh,
gosh.
Man. Get it? Because their noses are
yeah, I get
made
it.
Out of carrots.
I get it.
Smells like...
Maybe it looks pretty coaly outside.
What's so bad? That was even worse.
It's a snowman joke.
Batman! We're getting him. Did I mention we're getting him the day after my birthday?
Oh, my gosh.
July 17th, 2015?
2 years from now.
Official release date for Man of Steel 2, July 17th, 2015, the day after my birthday. They blessed me with Ben Affleck as Batman. Blessed. Static.
Yeah, when I heard that, I thought, man, you got them. Be kidding me. They're arching up the wrong tree.
Whoa! Yes! You got them. Be kidding me.
You win. You win the internet, my friend. You win.
Oh, man. They're arching up the wrong tree, I'll tell you that.
Who are... Is this Batman?
This is Wooly, man. Oh, Arkham up
man,
the wrong
I worked
tree.
Forever on that one. Shoot.
Did you work Batman forever on it?
Oh,
man. I stayed up all night.
This is amazing. Thank you.
You guys are amazing. Hey, did y'all hear about the Energizer Bunny? It got charged with battery. It was real bad. I saw
no.
it.
Batman jokes are better.
Batman jokes are better for sure. No, I had to wake up real early because we drove. Me and my buddy drove all night. We're up in Denver today. We're going to see Dave Matthews Band tonight.
Hey! Right. Have fun, yeah. man. Enjoy
yeah,
Denver,
for sure,
one of my favorite
cities.
But I
had to still give you a call in because I heard about the Batman, and I thought, oh, no, they're going to say something in the morning.
Yeah,
and I
you know that. We're going to yep. be talking about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, anyway, I love y'all. Have a
love
good day,
love you too,
y'all.
Wooly. All right, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to comment on Ben Affleck being Batman.
Yeah.
I'm all like, well, didn't we already try to make him a superhero once, and that didn't work out too well? I'm just saying. See, I don't have a problem with them changing the actor. I just don't like him. I'm all like, wasn't he already, like, Captain America being one of the Fantastic Four? I'm all like, wait, that's not fair. That doesn't work. You know? We shouldn't do that. It just confuses everything. It really does.
Thank you so much
thank
for the
you.
Call.
All right.
Because I'm all like... That was awesome. I'm going to use that all day. Static.
Affleck.
Yep. Pretty much. Ben Affleck.
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 Yay or nay, Duck?
Affleck.
Yeah, exactly.
Affleck.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
This station is a haven for celebrity phone calls.
Apparently. Daverly, lead singer of Waverly, just called in. We had the Affleck Duck calling in
or
with his support.
Was he the Affleck Duck?
Oh, snap.
Look out.
Static.
This is Mark, the bus driver. Bus rider.
Hello.
Okay.
Hey.
So I can just imagine Ben Affleck saying, I'm Ben Affleck. You're like, I'm Batman, but I'm...
Yeah, no, yeah, thanks. Thanks for explaining it. Thanks for explaining it immediately after you told
thanks,
it, because
Mark.
That just, man, that gave so much validity to it. So,
thanks, Mark.
Woo! Static!
Hey, guys.
Hi.
It's Timothy.
Tim Skipper!
Tim Skipper from House of Heroes, ladies and gentlemen!
Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
Oh, just talking about Batman.
Oh, man, you know I love me some Batman.
I know. Yep. I'm glad you're calling in.
I have an opinion, and I'm going to make my opinion a lot stronger than I probably actually feel about it. Just for the sake of some good radio and some good argument.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Okay. Here's the deal, guys. I learned my lesson when The Dark Knight came out, because when they announced Heath Ledger as the Joker, I led the party with pitchforks and
yep.
torches
yep.
to burn him at the stake, which
yep.
I probably shouldn't say. Rest in peace, Heath Ledger.
Tim Skipper, House of Heroes, everybody.
But I was at the forefront of that party, to take him down before he was even given a chance, and he just absolutely destroyed that character. He was so good at it.
Yep.
So, you know what? I'm going to take the opinion that Ben Affleck, being the seasoned gentleman that he is, learning from his many mistakes over the years, going to take all these things and deliver the performance of a lifetime.
I hope so. And we know he's a nerdy comic book fan already.
Truth.
Exactly.
Huge friends with Kevin Smith, been in multiple Kevin Smith films, who wrote Batman, the comic book. And so I just feel like this is a great idea. I am so amped on this.
Yeah.
I know. You know what? I'm really talking myself into, and probably what's going to happen is we're going to get way too excited about it, and it's going to under-deliver slightly. Mm-hmm. How these things go. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, the thing is, no matter who they would pick, that's the thing. Comic book fans jump to, and I can say this from the outside, looking at you, like, I look at you guys as ultimate comic book fans. I'm not quite there yet. But if anyone, I mean, the Simpsons parody nails it with the worst casting ever guy. You know?
That was a really good impression, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Amazing.
However, I am with my buddy James here at work, and he, I think, shares a differing opinion.
Okay.
I've told him to watch his language.
Okay. All right. He's that upset.
But, yeah, that's right. Here's James. Hello.
Hey, James. I miss you, buddy.
I miss you too, friend.
Watch your language.
I'll try.
All right, let's hear it.
Wait, what? I didn't really have it. I have pretty much the same opinion as him. I don't know why it's a different opinion. No. My thing is, it's like, I don't want him to ruin Batman or make him bad because I love him so much. And I don't know. It's just, because I keep looking at Ben Affleck's terrible movies, Armageddon.
And, that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, but then I look at Argo and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm cool with that.
Let me ask you a question, James. 15 years ago, what were you doing?
Let's see. I was 5, so.
So you were still probably having accidents?
I was probably hanging out in kindergarten.
So you can
eating
relate.
Eating crayons and glue. You can relate to Ben Affleck's career the most when you're 5 years old.
Exactly.
Accidents happen. That says a lot.
You keep on going.
You keep on going. And since that time, I'm willing to bet you've had less accidents. You probably don't eat glue anymore, right?
Well.
No.
So I'm just saying.
I love me some Elmer's.
Yeah. Well, at least you own it. Oh, man.
And another thing, I just also don't want to have to listen to Kevin Smith talk like 8 hours on a podcast.
Oh, my
gosh.
How
much he loves his Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
James,
true story.
Kevin Smith, well, he has a podcast.
He has a podcast.
Fat Man on Batman.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Batman fan, it's awesome. There is a ton of language.
I was going to say, it's Kevin Smith.
A ton of language, so be prepared.
Writer of such things as Clerks, Chasing Amy, Mallrats.
Yes. But he tweeted last night, he was like, oh my gosh, did you guys hear Ben Affleck is Batman? Do you know what this means? I've seen Batman naked.
Kevin Smith.
I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, he's a funny dude. Right on, James. Nice to meet you, man.
James.
All right.
I miss you.
Bye.
I miss Tim.
Tim doesn't miss you. Bye. I'm going to do it.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Did we lose Timothy?
I don't know. Tim,
we lost him.
We lost
Tim Skipper, House of Heroes. It is a famous morning.
It is a famous morning.
Who is going to be the next? I don't know. We'll find out. Static.
Yo, my life has fallen to shambles, bro. First Star Wars goes to Disney. Now we have Ben Affleck as Batman. Dude, where is he going? Whenever I see him on TV, he looks like one of those goofy laughing people. But
goofy laughing people. If you're gonna insult somebody, you gotta at least have like a good one.
Commit, man. Goofy laughing people is not a good insult.
I'm not trying to insult him. I'm just saying.
I'm proud of my goofy laughing people.
I mean, most of the time I look at him and I just laugh because, I mean, some of the stuff he says is funny or whatever.
Yeah.
But Batman.
Batman. Batman.
No, that's like the Art Covenant dude of comics. How can they do this?
I don't know, but they did. But they did.
Thank you
Thanks for
calling.
The call. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
I want to read some Facebook.
All right, we got it.
Thebes says, maybe it was a twofer. Batman and Elektra for one low price.
Oh, man.
DC Marvel mashup. Or maybe, perhaps, it's a plot to it's a ploy to destroy the franchise again, only to resurrect it again with someone not anywhere close to being associated with Geely. On the other hand, Matt Damon could be Robin. Although Bourne's movies would make Batifer kind of second fiddle.
Yeah, Batifer.
Batifer.
Instead of Bennifer?
Batifer.
Batifer, Ben Affleck, Batfleck.
Hey, I think it was funny. I think my delivery killed it.
Could it have been Batfleck? Better?
Batfleck. Yeah. I think Batfleck fits.
Batfleck works better.
With the 60s.
Instead of Batifer.
Theme.
Because it's Bennifer.
Carly says.
Jennifer.
Carly
Garner.
Says, I don't like it. He's a romantic comedies and usually plays a heartthrob of some sort. Batman is too solemn and sly for Ben to play. Weirdness. Like, oh my gosh. Hey, if you don't sound like that, Carly, I apologize.
Really apologize, man. You just totally stereotyped Carly's
but
Facebook post.
Being the classy dude I am, whenever
yeah.
I see or read a female opinion, that's the voice.
Ah,
that
right.
I hear. Such
exactly.
As Katrina. He's all right, but it would have been cool to say someone younger. Ah, ha, ha.
Or 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Chevy is her name.
Okay.
Nah, Lama.
You sound like a character from Adventure Time every time you talk.
All right. There's a party in here. I wasn't invited, so I flew in there, and now I'm here.
Static!
So I saw a blog the other day that was very interesting, but I'm not saying I agree with it.
Yeah.
But Viggo Mortensen.
It's too late, though. It's official.
Too late.
Warner Brothers has announced it.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just saying it was interesting.
We can't live in the past. We have to continue on.
Viggo, huh?
Towards that bright.
I feel
horizon.
Like he'd be a better villain at this point.
Viggo.
He's kind of older now.
When you say Viggo, all I can think of is Ghostbusters.
505-338-3700, the phone
Viggo.
Number. It is, it's Ben Affleck time, apparently.
Oh my gosh, it's Ben Affleck, and it's gonna be Batman, it's gonna be Robin.
Yeah, who knows? I wonder if they're gonna do that, because it's already established, so why not bring in Robin?
I don't know.
As if they've already been an established character.
Bleh.
Man of Steel 2, July 17th, 2015 release date, and it's official Ben Affleck cast as Batman. Your thoughts, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We gotta take a quick break.
Mm.
Coming back, we got some Mickey Echo, your boy. We also have an interesting new concept.
Yeah?
A new idea.
Yeah?
A new Kickstarter campaign that could hold people accountable and help you win arguments.
What? I need that. I have to win all of my arguments.
Speaking
of Batman. It says in the Bible, you must always be right. And if you get in an argument, use these words to destroy the other person. So I need this. I need this. I need it. I need it. Maybe we should just not go to break.
We're going to talk about some Batman technology that's coming to real life on the way next. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is Mateo doing some traffic.
Yeah.
Just waiting on this internet to boot up. All right, we got some stuff going on. There's a lot of congestion on Paseo. Going east. Going west, lots of congestion. We do have the road construction, roadway reduced to one lane, Unser and I-40, and it looks like it's getting pretty backed up on the eastbound side of the highway. We have an accident at I-40 East at 4th Street exit 159A that occurred at 741. We've also got a disabled truck on I-40 East at I-25. Slash the big intersection here in town.
Yeah.
That occurred at 7:32 a.m. So, watch what you're doing, get off of your phone, and just listen to the radio and have a good time.
Amen.
Amen.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number 505-338-3700. 3669. We've been talking about Ben Affleck officially confirmed as the new Batman.
Yes.
Tons of comments on Facebook.
Tons of comments. This is a lot of feedback.
41 comments already within this last hour. If you would like to chime in, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Segueing into another topic of bat technology.
Yeah.
Trying to make its way to real life.
Let's hear about this. I want to hear about this.
Capture. With a K. Because okay. You know when you spell something cool with a K, it audibly makes it
cooler.
Cool
with a K.
Man, I don't know. Check this out. A new technology that is currently being developed.
Whoa! This is a fantastic bed.
Capture, much like Google settling arguments for you.
Yeah?
Can help you settle those audio arguments.
Let's hear it.
It's a device that you wear on your wrist, and say you're fighting over something, and somebody's like, dude, you just said blah, 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 blah. And then the friend's like, no, I didn't. I said blah, 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 blah. Yep. Oh, yeah? Let's go back to my wrist recorder that records everything. I know.
So what you're basically telling me is that we now have a modern version of the Talk Boy?
I guess. I don't know. The Capture
from Home
Bracelet.
Alone?
Constantly records audio with the tap of a finger on the device. You can retrieve the last 60 seconds of sounds around you. It records your surroundings.
Oh my gosh.
Everywhere you go, all the time.
And what this means is we are all now in trouble for everything we say.
Well, the big question is this legal? Is this invasion of privacy? If somebody's at a Starbucks wearing one of these bracelets and you're having a conversation and it's picking up all the audio in the room,
yeah.
Is that legal?
Well, according to The Dark Knight, no, it's not.
I was going to say, they shut that technology down.
They shut it down. What? Okay, Morgan Freeman's character. I just forgot his name.
Lucius Fox.
Lucius. Lucius was like, Lucius said, hey, you know what? I'll do this, but consider it my resignation.
Yeah.
And Batman used it to find the Joker. It's kind of like a sonar thing. But Batman being the ever-present beacon of good in Gotham.
Right.
He shut it down.
Yeah.
He shut it down. So the question is this invasion of privacy? Is this right? I always want to be right. It's pretty important. It's a spiritual gift of mine of always being correct.
Right.
All my friends know it, especially the guys in House of Heroes. They look to me
for rightness?
For all of the answers to all of their everyday life questions.
Right. I mean, they all depend upon you. As evidence this morning, we already had Daverly from Waverly calling in.
Yeah.
So he's obviously listening.
I know. Somebody's calling in right now.
Tim Skipper from House of Heroes has already called in this morning. He's obviously listening because you moved away from Nashville and now people don't know what to do.
I know.
They have to hear your words of wisdom.
They just need a beacon.
Static.
You know, actually, without a court order, it is legal to record your conversations with someone else as long as you know you're being recorded.
Yeah, see, this is just constantly recording everyone everywhere, always. How is this even
possible?
That is
bizarre.
Okay,
yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's real wisdom. By the way, most of the things I say on here are opposite of truth.
505-338-3700, a brand new bracelet called The Capture launches next week. It constantly records audio. With the tap of a finger on this device, you can retrieve the last 60 seconds of sounds around you. And so maybe you're getting directions, you know, or you're so, and it's like, did they say turn right or left? I don't remember. Let's check the wrist thingy.
Beep, boop, beep.
Oh, they said turn left. I told you. No, you said they said turn right. Oh, yeah? Check the audio.
Boop, beep.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. It's the argument winner and the friend loser because no one's going to want to be around you.
Nobody wants to be Captain Right at the party.
Yeah, and nobody wants to be recorded at all times.
Here's the thing with me. I am going full on conspiracy Mateo.
There you go.
Head.
Please do.
Because I want to know who's backing this company, and I want to know exactly which government secret agency is the one that is backing that company. Because this is all about, you know, like the whole, and this is like, the NSA was like, oh no, we got outed.
We need something. Well, I watched Dick Tracy last night. That was pretty cool. Wristwatch! Boom! People still wear watches, right? Yeah, they just came out with an iPhone watch. Perfect. All right, what we do, wristwatch records everything.
Yep.
We tap into it kind of like Batman. You guys have seen Batman, right? Dark Knight? Yeah. No, I don't want to talk about Ben Affleck. I'm talking about... Okay, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to use it. If we get everybody recording for 60 seconds, we will be able to know everything everybody says at all times. Boom! NSA!
That's crazy, right?
I'm going to go get some coffee and sit down.
Wow. 505-338-3700 if you would like to chime in on the conversation. The Capture Bracelet. It's a bracelet that can basically help you win arguments. Man, this is the worst. Capturing audio sounds around you at all times. The Capture Bracelet launches next week. It constantly records audio. And then if, you know, you're ever in a conversation and you're like, wait, what did you just say? You just said da-da-da-da. No, I didn't. No, I said da-da-da-da-da. Oh, yeah?
Beep, beep, beep.
Check the bracelet. Now I know. Boom. Nobody wants to be friends with the person that has to be right always, so much so that they're wearing a bracelet that proves their point and or tells you whether they're right or wrong.
This is something that I would do if I had,
mm-hmm.
one of these prove me always right watches, which is what I'm going to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I will make it to where when I access the recording, it goes beep, beep, beep. And then when I'm inevitably always correct, it's going to go, and I'm going to be like, boom, got you. Archer's on my side.
Static.
Hey, ladies.
Hello.
So
cool.
I actually think this would be a good thing for guys to have whenever their wives are all, I told you that. And you'd be all, no, you didn't. You got here's the audio.
Oh, man. I don't know, because if there's one person that's more right than me all the time, it's my wife.
Right!
And this now, I don't want one, because she will always win.
And she will keep the audio from every time she told you something important, yep. And
beep,
then go,
beep.
Let's go to the audio, shall we?
And then
but I think sometimes they use that to their advantage. They're all, I told you, and you'd be like, well, she genuinely forgot.
Yeah.
After a while, every time she says, well, I told you, you're like, well, you must have.
Yeah,
even
this
though
is
she
true.
May never have done that.
This is very, very true. You're right.
Man, my wife is always right.
Yeah.
There's one thing I've learned out of almost 3 years of marriage and psychological conditioning.
Yeah.
It's that she is correct. And that I am not and must survive.
Yeah.
So
you can't see it right now, but I'm cracking the whip right now.
He's what?
Cracking a whip.
Wow.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Thanks, TJ. Capture. It's a new bracelet that's launching next week. It is a recording device that constantly records audio of your surroundings. Therefore, if you ever need to go back to the audio to prove that you were right about something, you just tap your wrist.
Beep, beep, beep.
Static,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, good, because I was getting, like, static on my phone from static.
I think
it'd be a good thing, but you don't tell your wife you have it. So that one time when she says, you know, it's like it happens like once every 4, maybe 5 years, she goes and looks at you, she has that blank look, and she goes, oh, you were right. You got it recorded.
This is true.
Yes.
This is true.
You can play it back over and over and over again. That one time, you're like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep. Now,
because,
see,
you know, once they say that, and you say, I'm sorry, can you say that again?
One more time.
They won't.
One more time.
No, they won't.
Oh, no, they look at you like, no, I'm not that stupid.
Yep. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's a good use for it. Good use for it. Thanks for the call.
I can remember 2 times in my marriage where I have been entirely right.
Which is good that you keep a record of it.
Twice. And it's because after I'm right, I'm like walking around going, oh,
yeah,
look at me.
Woo!
King of my domain.
That's right.
Right in everything I do. Justice has been served.
I feel like this could also be good for those who, like you, sir, think they're always right.
Wait.
I have plenty of those friends who are like, no, I said that. I'm not so sure.
Well,
if we could go back to that audio and take a look, you who's wearing it, because you who are always right, and then one out of the 10 times that they're wrong, it'd also be a real, I just want like a beep, reply beep, beep, button on mine with the like, bam, 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 bam. Oh, sorry, buddy.
Swing and a miss.
Yes, you were wrong this time. It's like having instant replay.
It is.
In your life, always.
Oh.
It slows down the game of baseball.
This takes all the fun out of arguing. The internet being the first thing that took all the fun out, because you could argue, when I was a kid, you could argue
for hours.
The only reference you would have would be Encyclopedia Britannica, and more than likely, it wasn't going to be in there.
Right.
But now it's like, argue. Oh, okay,
no, cool. Jurassic Park, Nick, came out in 96.
And you have people like going, yeah, sure, and then they're just kind of glancing over their shoulder because they are Googling it.
Yep.
They are Googling it right then.
Boom, 93!
Then they're like, hey, what? Can you repeat what you said to me one more time? Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. And then while you're saying it, they go, whoop.
Yeah.
And then the iPhone is in your face, or the Android, and there is the correct answer, which is the opposite of what you said. The one thing I've learned that I am usually right about is that I am wrong.
Exactly. 505-338-3700, the phone number if you're just joining the party. Audio replays of your conversation, although there have been many a times in your life where you've wished you could have an instant replay or an audio replay of your conversation, looks like possibly technology is coming to a point where we're going to have it. Capture, it's a new bracelet that is launching. It constantly records audio sounds around you, and then with the tap of a finger on the device, you can retrieve the last 60 seconds of audio. So if you're ever in an argument, boom, you said this.
Ba-bam, ba-bang.
You said this.
No.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700 if you would like to chime in on that conversation. Interesting.
Yeah, we're going to put a link up to the article on Facebook.
There you go. Get there.
Love to hear your feedback there. Or, like Steve said, call us.
505-338-3700. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O.
Mateo.
Welcome to the party.
Welcome. We all morning.
Yeah.
Have been talking about Ben Affleck being cast as Batman, officially.
It's official. If you're just joining us and haven't been on any nerd news outlets, because
nerd news,
we saw this like within minutes, and then our phones both blew up because we're both nerdy comic people.
It's like, pew, pew, pew,
yeah,
pew.
Ben Affleck officially cast as Batman in the new Man of Steel film, which has a release date now of July 17th, 2015. That summer's going to be crazy.
That's the day after your birthday,
Steve-O. That's
Steve-O.
The day after my birthday. We got, what else did we got that year? Avengers 2? Is
Avengers
that summer?
Avengers 2.
It's
rumored that Star Wars will be like Christmas around time. Christmas. Jurassic Park 4, supposedly.
It's a big, big year for movies,
it's
2015.
It's a big year for Mateo. Honestly.
We were also talking a little bit about Batman's technology and a new technology that is making its way to real life that could potentially end friendships. Talking about a brand new bracelet called the Capture. Launches next week, and this device constantly records audio.
Yes. So it's kind of like where we use Instagram to record like a moment, like an image or a video. This is recording that audio.
This is going to record the audio surrounding you, and allegedly, with a tap of the finger on the device, you can retrieve the last 60 seconds of sounds around you. Yeah. So if you've ever wanted to win a conversation argument and couldn't go to instant replay, now you can.
Now you can. Steve-O, we have an amazing amount of feedback on this.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Oh.
No one.
Oh.
Everybody's still stuck on Batman. What are we going to do? But you know what? This watch thing.
Right.
And the whole like question of infringing on our rights kind of leads into a local story that's starting to pick up steam nationally.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, this could be a polarizing story.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
It's about to get serious.
As we talk about this Capture bracelet infringing upon our rights and infringing upon our conversations in local public places, This has gone national. This was in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Yesterday, New Mexico's highest court ruled that owners of an Albuquerque, New Mexico, that's us,
right here,
wedding photography company, violated state law when they turned away a lesbian couple who wanted to hire them to take pictures of their ceremony. Here's what happened. There was wedding photographers in Albuquerque who were asked if they would photograph a lesbian couple's wedding ceremony.
Yes.
And the owners of the photography place, they're Christians, and said, hey, we're sorry. We can't do it. We believe that marriage is defined as this. We're Christians. It goes against our religious beliefs. You're going to have to hire somebody else. Rather than saying, okay, we're going to go do that, they decided to
slap them with a lawsuit.
Yeah. And lower court ruling said, yeah, you know what? You guys have to pay up. This couple, this wedding couple, had to pay up $7,000 plus, you know, court fees, all these other things. And so it's gone all the way up to the New Mexico Supreme Court. Well, the New Mexico Supreme Court held that the company's refusal was an act of discrimination. This private company, owned by this Christian couple, who chose not to photograph a lesbian wedding.
And it says they respectfully declined.
Respectfully declined, it says.
Now, we obviously weren't there, but right. It's not like they were like, no, and then, you know, hate-filled whatever emails.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Says
respectfully.
Apparently, the couple that was refused went to to the New Mexico Human Rights Commission. They issued a complaint. They accused the company of discrimination. The state body found that the company engaged in sexual orientation discrimination and ordered the photography company to pay thousands of dollars. This is kind of crazy.
This is kind of crazy.
This is happening in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
This is right here.
Made its way to the New Mexico Supreme Court. Under the New Mexico Human Rights Act, it's unlawful for a public accommodation to refuse to offer its services to someone because of the person's sexual orientation, race, religion, color, national origin, ancestry, and gender. And the quote coming down, the court said, when Elaine Photography refused to photograph a same-sex commitment ceremony, it violated the New Mexico Human Rights Act in the same way as if it had refused to photograph a wedding between people of different races. Even if the services it offers are creative or expressive, Elaine Photography must offer its services to customers without regard for the customer's race, sex, sexual orientation, or other protected classifications. Elaine and her husband Jonathan, the owners of the company, they argued that the ceremony would have conflicted with their, you know, Christian beliefs. They gave the impression they were supportive of gay marriage, but for them personally, this goes against my Christian beliefs. Right on. We're not trying to tell you not to get married. We're just letting you know we can't because it goes against our Christian beliefs. And immediately, as I said, it went to went to court.
Okay, so how? Now we said this actually happened a few years ago.
Yeah, this actually happened in 2006.
But it is back in the news because it's time. What's the paper? You just said it.
The Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
This happened yesterday. It dates all the way back to 2006 when this woman asked the photographers to photograph a commitment ceremony that she and her partner were planning to hold in Taos, New Mexico. They got turned down, so the couple accused them of discrimination in a complaint to the New Mexico Human Rights Commission, and it slowly made its way through the court system because the court said, yeah, that's discrimination. You cannot, as a photographer, not shoot a gay wedding even though it goes against your Christian beliefs. You have to photograph this wedding. All right, here's a $7,000 fine. Enjoy that one. And so they, of course, tried to appeal it. It's gone all the way to New Mexico's highest court. And yesterday, the New Mexico Supreme Court ruled that the owners of the company violated state law by not photographing a lesbian couple's ceremony.
Yeah, now here's... I am not familiar with New Mexico state law.
Yeah, welcome to New Mexico, yeah, buddy.
At all. I'm actually not familiar with a lot of state laws because law.
Don't talk on your phone when you're driving around. Just
got
so
it.
You know.
Got okay. that one. Mm-hmm. But the question for me, and I'm not trying to get into a whole gay marriage thing because mm-hmm. I know right now that is the hot topic.
Right.
Politics, religion, whatever. That mm-hmm. is the cool thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. And so everybody is real quick, throw in their opinion. You're like, no, this is what I think. This is what I think. This is what I think. And everybody's opinion is important.
Yep.
But unfortunately, not everyone's opinion is right. So what I want to focus on here is that it seems like this private-owned business.
Right.
And I'm under the impression that if I owned a business,
you would have the freedom to like if refuse our, service.
Yes, like it's, and especially if we were like, well, no, I mean... You know, you do your thing.
Yeah.
We're just not going to be a part of it.
Right.
Thank you so much for asking us. But no, we're not going to be, you know, we, you know, here's some more recommendations. Go see these people. Whatever. That's crazy to me that they are fined for that. This personal private business is fined
for being
discriminatory.
Yeah. Because of their Christian belief that says, hey, we're Christians. We apologize. We cannot be part of the ceremony. You guys go off, get married, do what you will, but we as Christians cannot right. photograph your wedding. And as I said, all the way up through the New Mexico Supreme Court, they held that the company's refusal was an act of discrimination. They rejected the argument that the Christian owners claimed they had free speech and religious right not to shoot the ceremony. Yeah. They refuted that, the New Mexico Supreme Court. Now, here's the scary thing. This comes at a time where debate over gay marriage in New Mexico is huge. A county clerk recently gained national attention earlier in the week by issuing marriage license to same-sex couples against the advice of the attorney general. It's crazy. Gay marriage is not legalized in New Mexico, but there's a dispute over whether state law prohibits it, and this is going to come into play. Because of the language of the law, it's not legal, yet they say, well, but it doesn't really necessarily say this, and now we find a Christian couple who has to pay $7,000+ in attorney fees and all these things because of this discrimination act saying, no, hey, guess what? Doesn't matter if you're Christian and you don't agree with it. You're a photographer. You own a private business. Oh, guess what? That was discrimination. You have to photograph their wedding. Static!
Hey, guys. Do you guys remember that movie that came out a little while back called Chariots of Fire?
Yeah.
About Lindell, that runner. And he basically just stood up. Like, even though most people are like, hey, man, it's a Sunday. Just run. He was like, you know what? My God is so much bigger than that. And I just commend this couple that owns this business that, you know, whatever, they need to pay $7,000 for it. They just, you know, put it out there because their God's bigger than all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, never mind the actual dispute because, I mean, I understand the whole gay marriage dispute is so huge right now.
Yeah,
but,
it's a little scary, though, when a private business...
Yeah, that's the thing that really confuses
me. ...is not
me.
Allowed to refuse service. I mean, they're a private-owned... This is a dude and his wife... Who own this photography company and said, hey, this I'm sorry, we can't do this, and now they're shelling out thousands of dollars because of that. So I agree. I commend them for standing up for their beliefs. That's not what worries me. What worries me is the fact that the New Mexico Supreme Court said, yeah, hey man, that's discrimination. Yeah, you have to.
It really makes you wonder, and really not even just for like Christianity or Christian religions. I mean, as far as I'm familiar with, like
the state laws,
Islamic faith too, this would not fly. And I wonder though, when is this going to start bleeding into like church services?
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Think about the pastor who is asked to perform a ceremony for a gay couple and says, hey man, this is a Christian church, we believe in these biblical foundational doctrines of the Bible. We cannot do that. What's going to happen to the pastor who refuses to officiate a gay wedding?
It just seems it's so creepy to me because all of the privacy things with the NSA lately, and now these crazy like watches or whatever, and now it's like, okay, there goes freedom of speech.
right.
Now it's like, okay, freedom of religion? Wait a second. this is what our religion believes, but we can't practice this part of it because it's it's discrimination?
Under the New Mexico Human Rights Act, it's unlawful for a public accommodation to refuse to offer its services to someone because of the person's sexual orientation. The law also prohibits race, religion, color, national origin, ancestry, and gender. But if you're just joining us, a New Mexico Albuquerque wedding photography company, according to the New Mexico Supreme Court, violated state law when they turned away a lesbian couple who wanted to hire them to take pictures of their wedding because the photographer said, "Hey, I'm a Christian. I'm sorry. That goes against my personal beliefs." They didn't. It even says in the statement they did not try to like condemn them or say, "Hey, you can't do that."
Yeah.
They said, "Have at it. We just can't be a part of it." And
fine. $7,000.
And it's made its way up through the Court of Appeals, up through the different court systems, and all the way up to the New Mexico Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court held that you guys are in violation of the Discrimination Act. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, I'm just wondering, I'm listening to the radio now, and what's the law on private companies?
See, that's a good question, because the companies claimed they had, you know, free speech, and they had the religious right not to shoot the ceremony, but the New Mexico Supreme Court held that the company's refusal was an act of sexual discrimination. So they rejected the argument based on their Christian beliefs. So that's a good question.
It is a good question.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. The actual quote from the court ruling said, when Elaine Photography refused to photograph a same-sex commitment ceremony, it violated the New Mexico Human Rights Act in the same way as if it had refused to photograph a wedding between people of different races. Even if the services it offers are creative or expressive, Elaine Photography must offer its services to customers without regard for their race, sex, sexual orientation, or other protected classifications. Of course, the photographers have been arguing that shooting the ceremony would have conflicted with their Christian beliefs, and given the impression they were actually supportive of gay marriage, but they personally could not take part in it. But obviously, it's made its way to national headlines.
That's a big point. That's a big point before you call in, you know, and you're like, no! Remember, they said, that's fine. We just don't want to be a part of it. We don't want our private business to be a part of this.
Yeah. Static.
Posted. We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone for any reason.
Yeah.
Either that or, hey, that sounds awesome. Let me check my schedule. Oh, it looks like we're all booked up that day. Sorry.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Of course, the ACLU has already given a statement that said, quote, when you open a business, you're opening doors to all peoples in your community, not just the select few who share your personal beliefs. And so, man, it's interesting. All the way up through the New Mexico Supreme Court, and the New Mexico Supreme Court held that the company's refusal was an act of discrimination. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hi, you know, it seems like the law said public accommodation, and that kind of makes me think, like, if you were going into, like, the Social Security office to get a new card, that they couldn't refuse you based on, you know, your gender, your religion, your history, whatever. But this is a private business.
Yeah.
I don't think that's lawful at all, and it also brings into question what other morals that we have. Can we, you know, decide to, you know, or basically can people say, I don't care if you have that belief, you have to break it because of me, like an abortion doctor or a doctor who's being forced to do an abortion against his will or his religious beliefs? Like, is all this going to start happening now?
Right. Maybe. We don't know.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
The legal wording is probably intentionally tricky.
Yeah.
And then when you get in these situations where legalities can trump personal religious beliefs, and especially in America where, you know, as far as we've been led to believe our whole lives, we have freedom of religion.
Yeah.
And the private individual is supposed to be able to kind of, you know, navigate their own life, and now it's kind of like, we don't know, you know, what's happening.
Thank you for the call. 505-338-3700. Can I jump on a soapbox for 20 seconds?
Have at it.
This is why it is so important to care about what's going on in your government and to vote when it's time to vote. Can I say that? We elect these officials, and then we are shocked when, for some reason, they don't line up with what we believe as Christians, but we're like, whatever, it's no big deal. I'm a Christian first. I believe in the Bible. I don't care about America or what's happening here. And then something like this happens, which directly conflicts with our Christian views, and we're like, wait, man, you can't do that. Oh, wait, we elected these people.
It's a big point. If you're of the opinion that, you know, because I know I have a few friends that are like, well, you know, I'm a Christian first, whatever the government does, you know, that I'm a Christian first, whatever. Then we also have to be prepared that when things like these incidents happen, you know, we have to be ready and say, well, okay, how do I navigate this?
Right.
Now.
Yeah, the Justice Richard Boston, this was a quote he had on this specific case, says, "This case provokes reflection on what this nation is all about. The company's refusal, no matter how religiously inspired, was an affront to the legal rights of the couple." And so, of course, people are applauding and yay. I can't fathom how this happened. Well, yes, I can. We live in this nation. Yes, I can. Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Team Awesome.
Woo! Hi.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of bull honky that went to the Supreme Court, and this couple still has to pay those fines.
Yeah.
This is definitely something that needs to be addressed ASAP, because things are just going to get worse. You guys are talking about, what if a gay couple goes into the church and, you know, the pastor refuses?
Yeah.
That's going to cause some headlines, too. We need to address this now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that is a hypothetical situation. If you just turned that on and you're like, wait, what happened? That was a hypothetical.
But it's a good hypothetical
you wonder where this could. We're not trying to go Fox News on everybody, but you wonder where this could lead.
Where it's leading, yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Thanks for the call. We have so many phone calls coming in. We have to take a very quick break. I promise you, right around this corner, we will definitely be talking about this in the 9 o'clock hour. If you're just joining us, a New Mexico wedding photography company, according to the New Mexico Supreme Court, violated state law when they turned away a lesbian couple who wanted to hire them to take pictures of their ceremony. The New Mexico Supreme Court held that the company's refusal was an act of sexual discrimination, even though the wedding photography company said, hey man, we're a private business. This goes against our Christian beliefs. We cannot take part in this. The Supreme Court ruling said, no, sorry, that is sexual orientation discrimination. It goes against the New Mexico Human Rights Act. Here's a nice little fine of $7,000+. And it keeps building and building because it went to an appeals court. It keeps going higher and higher, all the way up to the New Mexico Supreme Court, who ruled yesterday that, yes, it was an act of discrimination, you know, Christian beliefs aside, for the private business owners. We'll keep up the conversation because, as I said, phone lines are jammed. If you can't get through, keep trying to call 505-338-3700. Quick break. Right back with Team Awesome Morning Party.
Getting serious.
Static.
Bingo, man. Bingo.
Static Radio.
Welcome
to the show.
9 o'clock hour. Mitch joining us.
Welcome, Mitch.
What is this? I walk in and it's a crazy serious conversation again.
Phone lines are jammed.
What are you doing to me?
505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. It might be easier to get through on Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We can link the story in the Wall Street Journal. Business section, front page, no bigs.
Y'all ready for this?
New Mexico's highest court, that'd be the Supreme Court, ruled Thursday that owners of an Albuquerque wedding photography company violated state law when they turned away a lesbian couple who wanted to hire them to take pictures of the ceremony. What happened is this lesbian couple comes into this private-owned business, says, hey, we want to hire you to photograph our wedding. And they said, oh, man, sorry. That goes against our Christian beliefs. We can't do that. The lesbian couple then went back and, of course, accused the company of discrimination in a complaint that they filed to the New Mexico Human Rights Commission. The state body found that the company engaged in sexual orientation discrimination. They ordered the photography company to pay thousands of dollars. Went to court, went to appeals court, made its way all the way up to the New Mexico Supreme Court, and the New Mexico Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the owners of this wedding photography company did violate state law. According to the New Mexico Human Rights Act, this is what it says, it's unlawful for a public accommodation. That's tricky wording, man, because they're a private business. It's unlawful for a public accommodation, church, to refuse to offer its services to someone because of the person's sexual orientation. The same law also prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, religion, color, national origin, ancestry, and gender. So this photography company, though they are a private business, is now ordered to shell over thousands of dollars to this lesbian couple who wanted to hire them to take pictures because they refused based on their Christian beliefs. Now, here's the interesting thing in the story is Elaine and her husband Jonathan, the owners of the company, they argued that shooting the ceremony would have conflicted with their Christian beliefs and said, though, hey, look, we're supportive of what you're doing. We just can't be a part of it, which is interesting. But it didn't matter. This took place back in 2006 and has made its way all the way up through the court system until yesterday the New Mexico Supreme Court ruled on it. Welcome to the party. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Yeah?
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Well, a couple things here. Am I on the air?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, okay. A couple things here. First of all, what about the rights of the Christians?
Right.
And secondly, you know, because the homosexuals, just like the abortion industry, are the loudest voice, they get heard, okay? And people, and we Christians, we're just quiet, so we do have to start. We still do have to start getting out there. And then another thing, years ago, businesses used to be able to post a sign that says, "We reserve the right to
refuse service."
We reserve the right to refuse service.
Right.
That's against the law now, I bet. Anyway, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Yes, let's be loud. Good thing I have a really loud voice. Static.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, speaking of loud voices.
Yeah, man. So, I'm not a lawyer.
Right.
You know? When I was a kid, my dad owned a business. And he had a sign that said, "I can only help one person a day, and today's not your day, and tomorrow doesn't look good either." you know what I'm saying? And it was his prerogative. You know, if somebody came in, was unruly, was rude to other, you know, patrons, you know, what about the rights of the business owner? I mean,
right.
I'm all about liberty and the Constitution, but it seems like her constitutional rights are being violated to me.
Right.
You know, and I don't know that they're not arguing in some shape or form for the same piece of real estate, but she's not the only photography business in that area, right?
Right.
So there's tons of choices. She's not the only one saying, "Well, your wedding won't get photographed because we're not going to work with you."
Right.
Right. And here's the thing also that I don't get. When two people don't get along for whatever reason, it's not their season, what have you, what comes of, like, forcing those people to work together? Or I don't understand why these people would have made such an issue with it. You know, they weren't rude. The people weren't profane. They just quite plainly made a statement. Now, here's the interesting point for me is, had they been dishonest, like another caller alluded to, and said something to the effect of, "Well, we're all booked that day, sorry," then we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Right, but...
But the fact that they were integral, the fact that they were honest...
Yeah.
That they were being true to their beliefs, to their faith, Jesus Christ, and say, "Look, the Scripture says, you know, and I take my lead from the Lord, right? From the Gospel. I'm sorry, it's nothing personal. I got nothing personally against you folks doing what you're doing. That's your business.
Right.
But this is our business, and we feel strong enough about it that we're going to hold our ground here. I respect that, and so again, I'm not a lawyer, but I can see this thing being overturned. You know, I get it's a Supreme Court, and I don't know, you know, the Supreme Court of New Mexico, But is there a United States Supreme Court of Appeals that they can take this to?
We'll see what happens. This just came through the wire this early this morning. It was yesterday late afternoon on Wall Street Journal. And yeah, it's making its way to national headlines, and I'm sure this is just the beginning.
Here's the thing. I don't know if Elaine listens to Static. I wish she would, and I hope that they do, but I just want them to know, you know, I'm in their corner for sure this morning, and their right to refuse service to somebody, and stay true to their beliefs and uphold, you know, the ultimate law, which is God's law.
I wonder what would happen if a Christian couple wanted to get married in a mosque and went in there and said, "Hey, Iman, will you guys marry us?"
Yeah,
and they refused. I'm just throwing that out there because if we're wanting to look at all angles of it, let's talk about the Christian's right and this couple who owns this photography company, because you're right. Where are their rights in this? So
yeah, the door's definitely got to swing both ways, man. It's got to.
Yeah.
And the fact that consistently it's not swinging in the favor of a Christian view or a Christian belief, it is a problem.
Right.
And they are entitled to freedom, you know, and that's my opinion. But that is my opinion.
So. All right, Shane, love you,
thanks,
bro.
Shane.
You guys have a good day. I love you guys.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Sorry about that. Aubrey on Facebook says, "Our rights actually imply freedom with no obligation on the part of anyone else, basically non-interference with the right. If you have a radio show to express free speech, then I have no obligation whatsoever to support it, keep it going, finance it, or even listen to it.
Yeah.
You exercise your right without violating mine."
Yeah.
That's a big point.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're just joining us, some New Mexico photographers, Elaine Photography, they were in the Supreme Court this week, and unfortunately this ruling coming down from New Mexico's highest court ruled yesterday that the owners of an Albuquerque wedding photography company violated state law when they turned down this same-sex marriage couple who wanted to hire him to take pictures of their ceremony. They said, here's some quotes from Wall Street Journal. The court stated in their opinion, "When Elaine Photography refused to photograph a same-sex commitment ceremony, it violated the New Mexico Human Rights Act in the same way as if it had refused to photograph a wedding between people of different races. Even if the services it offers are creative or expressive, Elaine Photography must offer its services to customers without regard for the customer's race, sex, sexual orientation, or other protected classifications." Now, of course, Elaine and her husband, John, who own the business, said, "Hey, man, we're Christians. This goes against our beliefs. This goes against our rights as Christians." But the court said, nope, doesn't matter. There's a New Mexico Human Rights Act. It goes against discrimination of sexual orientation. They went so far as to say that the company's refusal was an act of discrimination and ordered this photography company to pay thousands of dollars. The quote on here is upwards of $7,000 in attorney fees and everything over the last few years. So thought we'd open it up. 505-338-3700. Phone lines are still jammed. If you want to get your opinion on, maybe facebook.com/mystaticradio is going to be the quickest option for you. Static. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic.
Well.
How you doing?
Awesome. Okay, so if this is unlawful, they're claiming that it is, then is it lawful to be a homosexual couple and get married?
In New Mexico, actually, there's a debate currently in New Mexico over gay marriage. In fact, this last week, a county clerk got attention because he issued marriage license to same-sex couples against the advice of the Attorney General. And gay marriage has not been legalized in New Mexico, although there's a dispute over whether state law prohibits it because of the verbiage, because, you know, with, you know,
right,
court systems and lawyers and all that fun, it all comes down to verbiage, you know.
But that's what my question is. So we're saying that taking a stand against it is unlawful to something that isn't lawful.
Right.
Well, yeah, I think they're not even using
it's like
that law. They're
Inception.
Using the, what is the name of the law?
The New Mexico Human Rights Act states,
yeah,
it's unlawful for a public accommodation to refuse to offer its services to someone because of their person's sexual orientation, also based on race, religion, color, national origin, ancestry, or gender. So there is a New Mexico Human Rights Act that says
right.
that. Now, what's interesting is in that law, it says for a public accommodation to refuse to offer its services. I know that this is a private business, so I don't. I honestly.
Well, it's that and that. Instead of saying, "Okay, you guys don't really want to work with us, we got it,"
right.
They reverse discriminate.
Right.
Oh no! You can't say no to me, and I'm going to get you back.
Yeah.
Which this is just another opportunity for Christians to say, "That's okay. I understand if this upsets you, but I am going to take a stand, and I am going to fight for what's right. And yes, it's going to hurt, but then now it's going to be financially for them.
Yeah.
But how awesome to then move forward and say, you know what, we didn't give in when, you know, everyone's telling us to do this.
Yeah.
And Christians do have a choice at this point to love or to hate.
Right.
And we know what we should do. So
there you go.
My prayers are with them.
All right.
Thank you guys for talking about this.
Yeah, thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Static.
Yes, you know, I called in a few minutes ago, and I'm so enraged over this whole thing that I couldn't even hardly talk. But a couple of things that I wanted to mention. You know, there's an organization called American Civil Liberties for Justice, Jay Sekulow. You probably know about
him. Yeah, the Alliance
him.
Defending, yeah. They're yes, actually, they're yes. the ones who are representing Elaine Photography.
Oh, praise God for that.
Yeah.
And also in Scripture, somewhere in Scripture, I can't tell you where, it says, as Christians, we must be as wise as serpents, I believe, and as gentle as doves.
As doves, yes.
You know? And, boy, this is a time we have to be. And then one other thing, and I'll get off of here. You know, gay, homosexual, transgender, whatever, people only represent 4.3% of the total population in this nation. But like the abortion people, they have the loudest voice. But Satan's behind all of this. These are Satan's lies. And so anyway, it's not the people that we hate. It's the sin
right.
that we hate. So I'll get off of here, and God bless you guys.
God
Bye.
Bless you, too. 505-338-3700
okay.
is the phone number.
So I'm doing some novice research.
Dude, my mind is hurting because you're like reading. You went to like justice.gov and all these like government.
Yeah. Okay,
you're reading like some serious stuff.
Well, what
stuff
I'm looking at,
there.
I'm wondering. I'm like, okay.
Because here's where it gets scary.
The law says...
A public accommodation. It's unlawful for a public accommodation to refuse to offer its services to someone because of the person's sexual orientation, race, religion, color, national origin, interest, and gender. And so the question becomes...
So I asked Google...
of course.
Does a church qualify as a public accommodation?
Right.
And luckily somebody here has put up a blog. Because in Hawaii... recently, or whenever this was, two Christian churches filed a lawsuit in Hawaii Federal District Court claiming that individuals who are planning civil union ceremonies have already filed complaints with the Hawaii Civil Rights Commission against churches that refuse to rent their facilities for same-sex civil union and marriage ceremonies. So something kind of similar, but
right.
next level, has happened in Hawaii. It says Hawaii something HRS... Section 489-3 prohibits discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation in places of public accommodation. So
right.
it's almost the same law.
Right.
It says, the premise of the investigation by human relations commissions apparently is, parentheses, as I think it must be, so the writer of this, that churches are, or at least in some cases may be, places of public accommodation.
Okay.
So I think this is saying that sometimes they are considered... places.
See, and that's what's
of
tricky.
Public accommodation.
Sometimes.
But
hey, here's
yeah.
the thing.
Okay, here's what's tricky.
Yeah.
Just over a year ago, we were kind of under fire for this too, because I don't know if you remember this, but Hope High School
yep.
had a same gendered couple and try and enroll their 3-year old.
Yeah, their
to
adopted 3-year old.
And because it blew up into this big thing because we didn't know if Hope High School had some public funds that were given by the government
right.
and if they weren't completely private. And so it was this crazy thing. And eventually, they just rejected everything, and they
yeah.
didn't allow the 3-year-old because that's not what they biblically stand.
Right, and they are a private Christian school. They can say yes or no to whoever they want as
yeah.
far as admittance into the private Christian school. And it made national headlines, this couple who wanted to send their child to Hope Christian School. Now, here's the thing. And this is just me talking. This is just my opinion. I'm seeing all these things, and to me, it almost looks like there are people out there who say, you know what we're going to try and do? What's the next level? What can we do? How can we gain attention on our issue?
Right. And okay, so when this whole thing with Hope happened, right. One of the questions we asked was, okay, obviously they knew this was a Christian school, and they knew there was a possibility of their child not being accepted because right. of their lifestyle.
Right.
Obviously, this couple, I don't know, I think lesbian couple? Is that what?
For the photography,
for the
yes.
photography, knew that where they were going was a Christian organization, a Christian photography
yeah.
business. So they knew that this could happen, and it did, and they retaliated.
Yeah, so if you're just joining us, New Mexico's Supreme Court ruled yesterday that Elaine Photography was in violation of the New Mexico Human Rights Act. This couple who owns this photography company said, hey, look, we're Christians. We can't photograph your lesbian wedding. I'm sorry. It goes against our Christian beliefs. Well, they turned in a complaint, a discrimination complaint to the New Mexico Human Rights Commission. They found that the company engaged in sexual orientation discrimination. They ordered them to pay thousands of dollars. They appealed it. It's made its way all the way up to the New Mexico Supreme Court. And yesterday, the New Mexico Supreme Court held that the company's refusal was an act of discrimination. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Here's where we keep talking about, like, Christians being neutral in politics and not caring and saying whatever. One thing of note, Romans chapter 13 talks about this and says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there's no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. It talks about the purpose of governing authorities. It talks about why we have governing authorities. If you want to have no fear of the one who's in authority, then do what is good. You will receive his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. It talks about paying taxes. It talks about being subject to the governing authorities because they are who says what is right and what is wrong.
Right.
They're the ones in office who are saying, hey, this is what we are calling good. This is what we are calling evil. And it is so important for us as Christians who adhere to God's word and says, hey, this is what God's word said. This is what is good. This is what is evil. And we become neutral in politics and don't care. And then we get on a soapbox when the New Mexico Supreme Court ruled against a Christian couple saying they were in violation of a discrimination act, even though as Christians, they could not in good conscience photograph a lesbian wedding. Here's where we're at, America. Welcome to it, America. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, man, am I on?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, my wife and I are local photographers, and we're Christians, and we have come across this conversation hundreds of times. You know, what are we going to do?
Right.
Because it's inevitable. What are we going to do when someone comes to us and they request our services, and we can't in good conscience perform them?
Right.
Hey, you know, there was one time where we had a gay couple, a man and them, and they adopted some children, and they wanted to christen the children, and they asked us to come and photograph, and we talked about it for hours and hours, and we decided to go. And when we went, it was kind of awesome. We were there, and we were just spreading the love of Jesus. We were telling people, you know, God bless you, we're so happy for you. So happy for you, praying for you guys and all this stuff. And we were just there, just trying to be, to show love, show that kindness that they needed to hear. But when it comes down to this aspect of photographing the wedding, we've talked about what are we going to do because we don't know if we can cross that line. We don't know,
right.
We didn't know if we can do that or not. And this is a really scary thing. This hits home really, really close to home. You know,
yeah.
this is the government stepping in and saying, when is a private company not a private company? Well, when we tell you, you are or aren't.
Right, right.
And this is no longer, this isn't a private company being able to say, this is who we are and this is what we will do. This is the government saying, you are who we think you are, and you're going to do what we think you can and won't do.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome to the party.
Do you remember earlier today when we were talking about Batman and life was simpler?
Yeah, you guys.
Ben Affleck cast as the new Batman. What?
Whoa!
In a new Supreme Court ruling, Ben Affleck, yes, can play Batman. And anyone who puts Daredevil or Armageddon up as reasons why he cannot be Batman is in direct violation of the Discrimination Against Ben Affleck Act.
I thought I had a pretty good thought about this whole situation last night. I said, if this whole Batman-Ben Affleck thing bombs, at least he always has Geely, like, to fall back. Like, it can't get worse than that. But, so it's not like it's going to be worse than that. What?
I believe your response to Steve-O when he said Ben Affleck's playing Batman was, Ben Affleck's cool.
Yeah, he is.
That's literally all it was,
and I was
so mad at her.
That's as deep as it went.
Get into this conversation! I'm trying to make you cool!
Okay, hold on. Let me go ahead and reread the text I got last night. Let me just reread this. 14 seconds. Ben Affleck confirmed as Batman for Man of Steel. Discuss, dot, dot, dot. Confusing, like...
Confusing? Discuss.
Discuss with the people around me. Discuss with you. What? What?
Just wanted some commentary on your thoughts as Ben Affleck as Batman because you and I both have an affinity to Ben Affleck. We love Ben Affleck.
It's true. And I said, that's cool. Ben Affleck is cool. I like him.
That's literally all she said. And it was like, okay, I obviously texted the wrong person because the 25-year-old person that I normally text would be like, oh my gosh, guys, Ben Affleck, that's amazing. I'm so excited. Gosh, I love Ben Affleck.
Here's the thing.
I'm turning your mic off. And not Pearl Harbor when he was all like,
thing about this is...
She turned your mic off.
She just turned my mic off.
I felt like you had...
I'm He-Man. I have the power.
You can't do that.
That
was a sacred rule.
That violates my rights as a human. God. That was the my Big Mouth Discrimination Act.
Is this your segue?
The Big Mouth Discrimination Act because issued on August...
Here's the thing. You guys have this like comic book... mind. Yeah, that I can't... I'm not even going to pretend that I want to be a part of.
Okay.
And so me giving any... opinion at all would have just been pointless because I don't have an opinion.
Do you watch movies every single day?
We value your opinion.
Do you watch movies like every day?
Not like every day.
Are you constantly watching movies and or some form of entertainment?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that give you a pseudo valid opinion on what is happening in Hollywood and who is being cast in certain movies?
No. Here's the reason. Because here's the
That was loud.
Here's the thing about Ben. I know about Ben Affleck. I've watched his movies. I understand. However, when it comes to Batman, I don't know who can play Batman and it'd be okay. Like, are you gonna have a problem with about this every single time somebody is cast as somebody else?
Let me tell you what I've learned
comic
today, Steve.
Okay, like, tell me what you've learned.
Obviously,
today.
Like, never, ever, 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 ever talk about anything superhero with Mitch.
Got it.
I don't have a valid opinion. I don't have anything. I don't know anything.
It puts her in an emotional hurricane.
Here's the thing about Spider-Man. Were you guys cool about Andrew Garfield?
Heck yes.
Here was my opinion on Andrew Garfield playing Spider-Man. Wow, he's really good looking. He can play Spider-Man. That's
Steve-O,
cool.
What did you learn today?
I learned that if you are a Christian and you own a private business, you cannot refuse service to anyone, no matter your religious beliefs, because we live in New Mexico.
In the state of New Mexico.
Yep.
It is a dicey issue. I also learned that it's a super, and what I believe to be an interesting and challenging time as a believer, because we are in different times, changing times, and we need to really go to God about what we need to do and how we need to act, how we can put others before ourselves, even when we disagree with something that they wrap their entire identity around.
Like Batman. Mitch?
Yes.
What'd you learn?
All of that. I also learned some fun words from Matt, like navigating.
Yes.
He just said the word dicey.
Dicey.
I think I'll keep that one. I like that.
Posity is a good word.
Positive.
When it comes to these sorts of issues, before spewing forth our opinions, we should all take posity in prayerful reflection and consideration.
Okay, posity.
You know what I'm really, really excited about? Pastor Skip Heitzig here at Calvary Albuquerque is starting a new series in 1st and 2nd Peter.
What?
Something that I really can't wait for him to touch on because he's got a wicked awesome brain.
Truth.
1st Peter chapter 2 says this. Starting in verse 13, be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor supreme or to the governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God. And it's not every scripture that says this right here is the will of God. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. It's interesting. Mm. Can't wait to hear his commentary on that.
Okay, guys.
It's an interesting day in America.
And it's only going to get more interestinger.
You can keep this conversation going on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Let's see, invasion of privacy with the new watch that's going to start recording all our conversations. Ben Affleck is Batman, and a Christian photographer must in turn photograph a same-sex married couple's wedding.
And it's Fun Joke Friday.
You know what else it is? Hug Your Boss Day.
Oh, no.
It's Hug Your Boss Day.
It is Hug Your Boss Day.
Hey, you guys, get your fun jokes ready for Mitch. He's about to come up on middays.
That's
what
right.
What did the cannibal say about the sunburnt man?
What?
He looks very appealing.
Oh. Maybe we should just sign off with that.
10 to 2, middays with Mitch.
Fun Joke Friday.
Coming up next. Man.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Out, thankfully.
Static Radio.